And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 153.
153.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
No, I just was like, for a minute, like, look at that.
Yeah, 153. Welcome to Black and a Half. My name is Silas Lindenstein.
My name is Samantha Rund.
And we are your host for the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle.
Probably.
Yeah. So we're here. We are. We have a special guest today. Special guest, Derek Van Sulen. He's a friend of ours from the Seattle comedy scene. Does one exist? I don't know if one exists right now. I guess the theoretical comedy scene, because it's starting up ish.
It is starting up,
but and, not you enough. Know, there's not open mics yet. I don't.
Well,
think.
Well, you know, and well, and Silas, you and I are still being very, very cautious. Very cautious.
Yeah. This is the, as far as I'm concerned, this podcast. Podcasts are the comedy scene. That's all the 27 podcasts going on in Seattle are the comedy scene right now, but we're the longest running one. So yeah, he's here. He joined us today, and randomly, like maybe Silas should have thought it out more, but he didn't. And today's episode, we talked about the top 10 women's films as voted on ranker.com. This was in honor of International Women's Month that we're celebrating here this March. You know, we could have done, you know, I think this has a more long-standing, it's more evergreen of an episode than if we had done like the top Irish drinks. Or the top, or so if we celebrated Ides of March and we were like, okay, what are the top 10 backstabbing moments in history? It's just, you know, I think this has a more, you know, in a year, there'll be new films that come up. I don't know. So that's what we decided. So we had a guy on. But you know what? We have a lot of women on the show too. So it's not like we're, right, don't we?
Half of the show is me sometimes, so you know.
That's true.
We're covered, right? That's right.
Sometimes 51%.
Thank you for mansplaining to me what a half meant. No, I'm just kidding. I know that's not what you're doing.
Sometimes 51% is what I'm saying.
I got it.
Because I'm very, so little.
Yep.
And dainty. Yep.
You sure are.
I'm a dainty, dainty person.
Just a dainty little.
The reason I'm glad. Well, actually, I don't even see. I don't know if I'll even see you in person.
Yes.
For a while.
Sure. Maybe.
I don't know. I just want to see somebody. Like, I'm like, whose belly's bigger right now?
Oh,
know.
Yeah.
Probably
no.
Mine.
Yeah.
Mine is. I have no excuse.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
gosh.
What's that baby? It's a burrito. That's a burrito. That's
burrito.
Two burritos and that Big Mac that I mistakenly
stopped. I'm hungry. I'm probably just going to eat some berries.
Eat some berries.
Jeez, I love berries, but I'm hungry.
Yeah. A blueberry? A raspberry?
Yeah, blueberries and strawberries. And then maybe just like a little bit of cheese. Unexpected cheddar. White cheddar from Trader Joe's.
Is a strawberry a berry?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Berry.
Some of them are, I thought it might be one of those things that are not berries, but they call them, you know.
Oh, I don't know.
Like a tomato, how it's not a vegetable.
But that's not called a berry.
It's a fruit.
I think it's if the seeds are inside.
Yeah, berry is still a...
A berry is the seeds inside?
Is not inside? Like, well, I think a blueberry is not a berry.
Really? Well, I don't know. Either way, I'm going to be eating it. So
you're know. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your crave? Is that what you crave?
Oh, no. I mean, like, I always love berries.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you had weird cravings?
Euros for a while.
Really?
It's like for 2 weeks, maybe I really want something. Wait, and then it's like,
you're having a girl, right?
Yeah.
Is it a,
but not any, like I'm kind of,
huh? Like could it have been saturated?
Oh, satiated?
Satiated. Could it have been satiated by just some of the flavors from that region? Or do you think, or was it specifically a, Like no, a hero.
It's the euro.
Wow. Okay.
It's the stacking up of the goods, you know?
I'm so curious about cravings that aren't just based off of my obesity. That are not just like, you have a real craving for chocolate. Why? Because I'm fat. That's why. Because I'm just, that's the only reason. I have no good reason besides excess eating.
When you're talking about chocolate, though, come on.
Well, or whatever.
When you're talking about it, you know?
Could be a Cheez-It. I meant a box of Cheez-Its.
Oh, man, a Cheez-It. I haven't had one of those in so long.
And me neither. It's been like an hour.
My gosh. I kind of want a Cheez-It now. But I'm like gaining weight. I'm gaining weight too fast. And I'm upset. I was so good. I was so good. And now I got to be even better. I'm going
to. Yeah, what are you going to do? Long walks?
Oh, good Lord. Huh?
What a time to be alive.
You know, I mean, listen, anyway. I'm glad I have food. Okay. Yeah. There's always something to be grateful for.
That's
but
right.
It is very discouraging. We're like, but I was so good. How did that happen? I said no to the ice cream. I didn't allow all those cookies.
That's the worst part.
Just I didn't have the french fries.
That's why I just, yeah. That's
give
why
me my food.
That's why I go for french fries and such. Because if I'm going to gain weight, I'm not going to do it off of freaking a banana. Okay. I'm going to earn it like a man with stupidity.
Okay. I'm going to have a banana. It's going to be in bread.
That's right. Mm. Banana for, hey, okay. So this episode about women's movies. And then we talked to and Derek answers the Black and a Half world famous 7 questions. If this show today or in the past has brought you any joy or has given you a new perspective about anything, please go to Apple Podcasts. Okay. Fobcast? I don't know what I was about to say. Apple Podcasts? It was like Facebook and podcast. Foscasts. Go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating and write a review. We'd really appreciate it. If you're a big fan of us, you can become a Patreon member. You can go to patreon.com/blackandahalf and become a league, join the League of Extraordinary Listeners for as little as $1, or become an Inner Circle member for just a little bit more, like Tara Widener, Stefan Nagel, Keith Nagel, Stefan Ward. One of them are important listeners that I would never mess their names up.
It's that Cheez-It deficit. It's not your fault. Deficit.
Yeah. So thank you to those Patreon supporters. And go ahead and throw a couple of shekels at us there. Keep the show alive. Keep hope alive. Keep Black and a Half alive. Today's episode is brought to you by one of our sister podcasts, You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. If you are looking to buy a home anywhere in the United States, go ahead and listen. Go to yourbuyingahome.com or anywhere that you pick up your podcasts and subscribe. And that helps your purchase of your learning about how to buy a home will help support this program. It's also brought to you by
Beyond Technique. With me, Samantha Rund. That's also a podcast for you. And that one you can listen to or watch on YouTube. We talk about things performance related and how that can help improve your life with various guests. And then, of course, if you're looking for a coach to help you with performance skills, communication, all of that good stuff for that voice, body, mind connection, I'm always happy to help. You can reach me at beyondtechniquecoaching@gmail.com.
Yeah. That's still shows. And this is this show.
This show.
Yeah. So I want you to open your hearts and open your ear holes and listen to episode number 153, Derek Van Sulen and the top 10 women's movies of all time with Derek Van Sulen.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive.
Prosper. Totally. I know you're probably going to bring this up, but I just can't help myself. I bring it up now. I didn't get to see the Meghan Markle interview. I didn't get to see it.
I've only seen bits.
I wanted to watch the whole thing. And then I guess I have to download CBS
maybe
or something to.
I'm getting so angry at people. I'm not as upset about this as I am. Are you in the Seattle salon? There's a Facebook group, or whatever.
Yeah.
There's
Derek. I don't want to ignore him. Have you listened to the interview?
Which one?
The Meghan Markle and
Prince. I was watching it today. Like I was supposed to be in a meeting, and I'm like, this is more interesting.
The meeting or the Meghan Markle?
No, the Meghan Markle.
Okay.
And I'm not really up on that kind of stuff, but.
I don't typically either.
I respect them. I have a lot of respect for them, like doing what they did to leave the royal family and just in pursuit of happiness. Like that's big.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Like there's so much hate on them in some way, like even beyond what happened, like people get mad at them for everything. But like, because he is the privileged lifestyle anyway, whatever. Well, like he was born into it. Like they don't have a choice of being royalty, whether they believe in it or not. Like they're like literally. Oh, and somebody said like they were like, well, she married this family with its history of colonization and whatever. And I was like, hold on. They have not colonized anything in a long time. Let's be clear about that. Right.
They've been giving a lot up.
Yeah, they've been given it. But like, I'm not going to blame Harry because his.
The genetic golden ticket.
His eighth grandfather, like, murdered all his wives, right? It's not, that's not his fault that happened. Like, he was just born into it. He doesn't have to be happy about it.
Right.
But he seems like a cool dude. And, you know, his mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, like, look, these guys, him and his brother, as a kid, had to have cameras around the world on them as they carried their mother's casket.
Yeah. Right? So sad.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Even
it's
if you're
sad. Yeah.
Even a normal person, that would fuck up, let alone someone royalty and told that you're, I don't know. I didn't even have a chance. He never had a chance to be king anyway. It wasn't going to happen, so.
The Lion King song, Little Simba, popped in my little JTT.
There is so much. I didn't realize how much colorism there is, like within the Black community, for one. Like talking about her, like
you didn't realize that.
Well, I knew, but man, like so I did not know some of the vitriol, and I'm like, what? Like, are you know? It's that constant, like, man, don't feel I belong anywhere. Like, oh, sorry, I'm not dark enough, but I'm, you know, and we've talked about this before, like, whether it's more hurtful to be, I don't know, you know, like, even if I'm around white people that don't like me, it feels less upset. White people who don't like me because I'm Black are less upsetting to me than Black people who don't like me because I'm too light skinned.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, you know, because at least that racist white person is accepting me for who I am.
Well, actually it depends. I mean, I'd feel safer around Black people who didn't like me for being too light.
That's true.
You know, they won't
beat your ass. They just reject
exactly,
your ass.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, it's an interesting thing.
So that's been blowing my mind reading that. I mean, I honestly didn't know who she was till she got became a princess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody really did.
I still don't. Actually,
well, she was in Suits, I think, which actually I should watch that show. I'd probably like it. I haven't seen it. I think that's what she was in.
Had she been divorced?
Incidentally, we both went to Northwestern, so I really should have known
really?
Her.
Really? Serious? Was she an actor? Like,
oh.
Yeah, but I don't think we ever crossed paths.
You could have got her. You're both alumni. You can get her on the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
say, hey,
right.
Sister.
I know,
both
right?
alumni.
Yeah, totally. That'll work.
Both light-skinned.
Yep, that'll work.
The try, right?
I could say we both love gingers. I have my ginger cat.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, I love that. Use a derogatory term toward redheads. Well,
wait, is ginger derogatory?
I think it depends.
Because you guys, if there's any redheads listening to this that were offended that I said ginger, I'm very sorry. I thought it was like an endearing thing to say.
You can decide if it's offensive to you that moment or not.
Yeah, so if it was offensive, I'm so sorry. I did not mean it that way. Yeah. No. I love red hair. You know?
I love red herrings. They make the mysteries delightful. Mm. You know, it's funny. You mentioned it's International Women's Day. Or not. Month?
We could look it up. International Women's something.
Month. Hey, like, are they on Netflix? Are they doing a bunch of movies selected?
Anyone I don't know.
Because they did that for, they've been doing that for Black. Well, they did it for Black History. They've done it since last June, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I did just see the Amy Poehler movie, Moxie. Have either of you guys seen that?
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
I was going to ask my daughter. I keep forgetting. I got to text her to see if she wants to watch it.
Yeah, I think you'll like
with
it.
With me. Or if What's I should it on? To see it.
Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
My kid, that's the problem with having a kid, is they get the TV time.
Oh, do they?
So yeah,
they get the remote.
I feel like I can't watch anything but kids shows anyway, because it's either like that dynamic. It's either kids shows or definitely not kids shows,
right?
Which is everything I want to watch. So I have to wait till she goes to bed, and I fall asleep like 10 minutes into it.
Yeah.
What kind of bedtime do we have for the kid? Is there a bedtime?
It starts at like 8:30. Okay. And then it's just a knock down, drag them out brawl, you know,
for an hour.
Yeah. I feel like I'm playing whack-a-mole trying to get her to bed, 'cause she just keeps popping up. Like,
and then what's daddy's bedtime? Is it as soon as she's in bed?
Yeah. I'll fight with her till like 10 o'clock. 'Cause she just keeps popping up. She's like, her new thing is my head is cuckoo crazy.
I'm like, where do you come?
Yeah, that's my thought too. I'm like, where did you come up with this? She's like, I'm having cuckoo crazy thoughts. I'm like, all right, let's talk about it. What's going on? You know, daddy therapist mode.
And what was it? Was it just like, we could get everybody in their own home if everybody just stopped being so greedy, we could solve. And it's just like,
she could be awesome if she was like on that level.
I just teasing.
You know, my son, I left this morning. I said, he's an asshole. He's three, but he's like, he woke us up like every hour, every half hour.
Oh,
because his damn blanket wasn't covering his feet or something. Like, he rolls around and wakes up like, and wakes us up, screams, and I'm like, fucking move your feet.
Oh my gosh. Did you see the video? Probably not, but I just reshared some like TikTok video. I'm not on TikTok. It was on Facebook, of this kid like sleeping with its mom, and the kid was like just going all over the whole bed. It was ridiculous.
That's my daughter.
Man, this video will have you like laughing or just cringing in sympathy. I don't know. One of them was.
So we had a queen bed for the longest time, and we decided finally, we're like, you know what? Let's get a king. There'll be more room. 'Cause she'd get between us and she'd turn sideways and then just kick the snot out of me.
Oh,
you know, or she just like straight starfishes. And when she sleeps on her own, she looks like a frog. She like tucks her knees underneath her. And even like, if you look at her butt, her hands are hanging out.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know how she does it, but when she sleeps with us, she's just all over the place.
Yeah.
So we got a bed or a king size bed. And then she's like, I'm going to start sleeping in my own bed. I'm good.
Oh my gosh. Well, she's like, okay, time for you to enjoy.
You guys spent money. I'll let you have it.
How luxurious. Yeah. Well, that's just thoughtful.
Right.
That's real thoughtful.
Okay. So here's what I want to do because it's International Women's Month, right? I found a list of Ranker. It's a vote. You know, Ranker, you go and you rank things. People go on site, rank things, right? This was set up as the best movies for women. And it says any films enjoyed by girls and female audiences generally. Okay. So here's the top 10 list. And Samantha.
Okay.
As the resident.
The resident female.
You need to tell us, and we can, as men, we can say like how we felt about it, even though it doesn't matter. Okay.
Oh, uh-huh.
Doesn't matter if we let.
I love chick flicks. I'll be honest. This is like my domain here. Like, I cry more than like my wife. She's stone cold and I'm just like in tears.
I have so many questions now.
Actually, let's
hear the 10. Let's hear the 10.
Or do you want to do longer? It's like 20.
10.
Okay. 10. 10.
For
top,
now.
Top 10. Okay. Top 10 Hidden Figures.
Starting with number 10.
Starting with number 10.
Okay,
number 10 is Hidden Figures.
Great movie.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if this is the first movie with Octavia Spencer that I remember.
Really?
But, man, I feel like once that movie hit, I feel like she's been everywhere. I love her.
She's great. Spencer. Yeah.
Great. Have you seen this, Derek?
Yeah, it was really good. See,
I do feel like both of us dad daughters. We're girl dads.
Yeah.
So like, it's important for us to know these films because we're trying to raise wonderful daughters, right?
Yeah.
And like, that's we're trying to true. Be good fathers, so we need to like understand and show them movies that are like empowering and wonderful.
Yeah. Films. I'm definitely the way that you treat your other half. Your other half is female.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely gives a strong message to them about how they can expect to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like most important, I think.
Okay. So, and anyone who doesn't know, Hidden Figures was about the black female mathematicians who helped get NASA into space. Well, land on the moon, right? Land on the moon.
Yeah, helped them figure it out last minute because they had all the computers that could do the computations. They're like, we got this because it was wrong.
Yeah,
they had to invent the math. That's what made it cool.
Yeah.
Very neat. Yeah.
If you believe in the moon landing.
Right.
Okay, number 9, Clueless.
Yes.
Directed by Amy Heckerling, 1995, starring Alicia Silverstone,
love it.
Brittany Murphy, and Paul Rudd. I forgot Brittany Murphy was in that.
Oh,
I didn't know Paul Rudd was in that.
What?
It says Paul Rudd.
Rudd was like,
I've not seen this in forever.
I think that movie gave me a crush on him for a little while.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't a long crush. He wasn't a lasting Hollywood crush, but yeah, I had a little crush.
And he
on
probably
him
looks the same now as he did then.
He looks he aged very well.
Very well.
He really did.
Yeah. He's 50.
He had that like nice, comfortable flannel shirt in that Clueless too. I actually just rewatched Clueless a few months ago because I have, you know, quarantine time, right? And I totally rewatched it, but I haven't seen it in years. And I'm like, it still held up well. And then I enjoyed it even more because after spending time in LA, I got more of the jokes.
Do you think this is?
I definitely had a Clueless phase of like the plaid mini skirts that I think I'm a fan of plaid anyway.
Do you think it's 14-year-old appropriate?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Well, you're 14-year-old?
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking like for sure. She's definitely, I think I've heard her give song lyrics on set that were racier than Clueless.
Okay.
So yeah. I don't think there's anything in Clueless that she doesn't already know.
Like, that would be a good movie for her.
And if I'm wrong, I apologize. Fine. But yeah, I don't think there's anything in there that she doesn't already know.
Derek, are you familiar with the movie Brightburn?
Yeah.
So I took my daughter to see that in the theater.
Oh, that was a mistake. That was a bad idea.
You know what? She wanted to see it. She was like, oh yeah, it looks cool. And she, until as soon as it started, she then remembered what it was and was like, no, I want to go. I want to go. And I was like, yeah. You know what? It'll be fine. Let's just wait and see. And then there's a couple scenes that happen. I'm like, oh my God, that's gross. Oh, I couldn't take it. Like,
it's Superman Final Destination.
Oh my gosh. It was so, yeah, that was a mistake. And I called her mom after, just so you know, I took her to this movie. Big mistake. I recognize the failure of what I did and I apologize.
Yep.
And I own it. I own everything bad about that decision. I should have left.
Haven't seen the movie. I'm a bit curious now.
It's a rated R, basically. It's Superman's story if it was a horror film.
Yeah, like if he was a bad guy.
If a bad guy and it's a horror film.
There was actually a comic book run that.
I mean, if he were a bad guy, there's got to be a lot of nudity in it with his.
Well, no, he's like a kid discovering his powers.
Oh, he's an angry kid who's been bullied too. Yeah. And so he's taking it out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a brutal, graphic. It's very graphic.
Yeah.
Okay. Number eight. Steel Magnolias, 1989, starring Sally Fields, Dolly Parton, and Shirley MacLaine.
You know what? I think I saw that a million years ago. I should rewatch it because
I'm just gonna say, have you? Never
no, seen no, no. I'm pretty sure I've watched it, but thanks for reminding me. I can add something else to the list to brush up on.
You've had to have seen the play like a million times, right?
No, I don't think I've ever seen the play.
Uh-huh. Really? You got through the theater? Yeah, through 2 degrees without having to do it? Wow, that's amazing. Dolly Parton, let me tell you, I'm in love with this woman. Like, the more I learn about what she's done, do you know she's responsible for, like, she helped fund the, like, Pfizer vaccine?
Yeah, she's amazing. Moderna, and she, like, didn't she also, like, create this charity that gives every kid a book in Tennessee?
Yeah.
A book a month or something. Yeah, I didn't know too much about her. After watching her documentary, I'm like, oh, what a woman. Yeah. This is, like, so amazing.
She helped her production company. Like, she's a secret name. She's a name on it, but they don't use her name anywhere.
Wow. Well,
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV series, exists because of her.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I also appreciate her desire for privacy. For some privacy. Very much relate to that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But Steel Magnolia, it's a sad drama, right?
Okay.
But enjoyable. It's very enjoyable, I guess, if you like that.
I remember it from when I was a kid, like my mom and grandma would watch it, but that and Fried Green Tomatoes was the other one.
Oh, Fried Green Tomatoes. I remember that one. I really liked that one. Yeah.
All right. Number seven. A 1997 film directed by James Cameron, Titanic, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet,
little Leo.
And Kathy Bates gets a title on this.
Oh, yeah.
It won Best. It was not a Best Picture.
I give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Is it just because it's romantic? That it would be like considered a film for women?
You know,
I mean,
I don't.
Is it because Leo was cute? Is that basically
Here's the thing. It's kind of interesting what is considered a film for women. I was curious what would be on the list.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised that's not like in the top five.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see what knocked it out of the top five place. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was enjoyable. It was good.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's on it, I'll see. I mean, it's a long movie, so it's when a movie hits a certain length, I'm not going to watch it probably again unless I had to, but I'll watch the clips when it comes on, or I'll catch it. Like, I can catch the last part.
I'm so curious what number one is.
Right.
I'm so curious now you've got me curious about what's in the top five. I almost want to guess.
No, hold on. Okay, so number six, it's a 1961 film. Starring Audrey Hepburn, Mickey Rooney, and Mel Blanc. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I saw it. I don't remember it because I saw it in high school. But I'm pretty sure I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I hear about it. I guess I should watch it because I just don't know about it. Have you seen it, Derek?
I've seen it. I don't remember it because it was so long ago. I just remember the poster because every girl I ever dated had the poster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my, one of my best friends at the time was really into like old school black and white movies. I watched all of her movies and stuff like that. And I think I watched it with her.
And isn't there a song that says there's some like rock song, right? Like
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Yeah. And I said, what about,
oh yeah, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh wait, right. We're not allowed to sing,
yeah,
right?
That's enough for a copy.
That's why I said it.
Oh man. Well, see, I forget. Normally Silas has to cut me off. I'll start singing. Well, I'll be like, Samantha.
Is that singing?
I'm like,
I don't know. I know I can't sing, so I just don't.
Yeah. Well,
like I'm like a pool hustler. I'll go to a karaoke club or something and like I'll sing one song and then they'll pay me the rest of the night to just shut up.
I love the idea of like a karaoke hustler, like a pool karaoke hustler.
Ooh, this could be isn't it? Short film idea.
Okay. Yeah. Hey.
Sketch idea. I smell
sketch. We're all here for it. So we all got to be in it.
All right.
What about, okay. So when I karaoke though, I always do Bust a Move. Like that's what I come out with. So I don't have to sing.
Bust a
Move. But I like, yeah. It's funny after I did, there's a room in the Regents Inn in Medford, Oregon. It's a show that Pat Wilson sends people to. I've done comedy there, so I feature there, and it's always karaoke after the shows. And so nice. I'll do there and I'll have my
fun.
Especially back when I was a suit comic. I was a suit comic for a while.
Yeah.
I'd like wear a suit, so I'd still be wearing it and I'd be up there doing Bust a Move. And I found it was really funny to me.
That's so fun. I used to do, in my karaoke days, back in the day where I used to actually go do things, I used to do like Rolling Down the River and Fever. Oh, I think those were the two that I would do the most back in the day.
Samantha, me and you should go up and do Ebony and Ivory and we get confused on who was supposed to do which. Wait, what? Yeah. Oh, I think it'd be funny. That'd be funny.
Yeah, my go-to's always been Steppenwolf.
I don't know.
Born to Be Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Because, if I'm just not feeling like Yellow Submarine's a fun one, because if it's something everyone else will sing, it covers up how truly bad I am.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, get a group thing going.
And I don't rap. I can't.
I don't know. Can anybody?
Yes, people
can.
Oh,
and they get paid to.
Yeah. In fact, there's a very famous musical with rapping recently.
The Heights.
That's not what I was referring to, but
it's coming out.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited to see. No, Hamilton. I was talking about the raps in Hamilton. Oh, okay, but In the Heights, same composer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is I got to see In the Heights on Broadway. It was so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I almost did. I had dinner.
What a treat.
Girl.
Ah,
it was dumb.
Oh well,
I was married. I was visiting. It was a vendor that I met. I'm like, oh, let's go. I was like, I need to do something tonight because my people that I was staying with were not. I was like, I'm either gonna go have a really good dinner or I'm gonna go see a show by myself. And she's like, I do dinner. Like, let's go to this place, La Mesa. I'm like, all right, cool. And I could write it off because she was a vendor. So
cool.
We ate there. It was a delicious meal. I will tell you, that was the greatest meal I had had at that point in my life.
Oh, I want to know what it is, but it's just going to make me so hungry.
Bobby Flay.
Yeah.
His name was not Bobby Filet, by the way. I thought that for the longest time.
Oh, I did not ever think that.
Bobby Flay, his restaurant. It's like a Tex-Mex kind of ish in that realm.
Well, so, what was it?
So good.
Just Tex-Mex.
So good. La Mesa. They have one in Vegas apparently, but yeah, and I missed seeing that was my only chance I would have been able to see In the Heights.
Yeah, I saw so many shows that trip. I saw In the Heights, Phantom of the Opera, Memphis.
You know, it's not even true. I could have
Avenue Q. What was the other one? I saw the new Mammoth play or something.
The new Mammoth play?
There was a new, at that time, because I went a long time ago. I think it had like the Allstate guy in it. Allstate guy in it. Anyway, whatever. It was a long time ago, but you just brought back like a happy. Thanks for the happy.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was fun. Happiness.
All right. Number five. Getting to the top pizza. Five here.
Right.
1990 film directed by Gary Marshall. Starring Julia Roberts, Richard Gere, and Hank Azaria. Oh.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman.
I was going to say Pretty Woman's got to be on the list. Two very enthusiastic thumbs up.
Very quotable.
Yeah, when you said big mistake earlier, that's what.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I just
that's what I was thinking of.
Again, I do wonder on this why a film loved by women, like why is it? Oh, I love, you know, I love Jason Alexander in this because he's kind of a dick. Like, and this is like first role that I've seen like as a non-George.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he always just play a dick?
But this was like a dick dick. Like he was. Do you remember him in it?
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, a little bit.
I guess he is a dick in some, but not a. He's a dramatic dick in this one. Usually, he's comedic dick.
I think they're all pretty dramatic. At least I like to think they are.
Pretty Woman, back when you could say the word where prostitute wasn't a derogatory term. I love the 2020s.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, if I watched it now, maybe I would say like, oh, they said that. Yeah, I don't.
A couple. I saw
there's parts probably a few things.
There's a couple cringe like, oh,
yeah, I haven't seen it in so long.
That now. It is still funny. She's like the healthiest looking sex worker that you'll ever meet, ever see there.
Right? That was the original title.
What?
Healthiest
looking sex worker you'll ever meet.
Yeah. And they're like, let's just say pretty.
Where's her heroin marks? Where's her tracks?
The tracks.
Oh, sad.
Okay. Number four, a 1987 film directed by Emily Ardolino. I feel like this is directed by a man, so I'm mispronouncing it. Starring Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, and Jerry Orbach. And of course, we're talking about Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I remember I enjoyed it. But again, it's one of those, I didn't watch it that many times, so it's not stuck in my memory.
Oh, I watched this one so many times.
Like Ghost, I watched Ghost more. I remember Ghost a lot.
And Jennifer Grey is like, have you seen Jennifer Grey? Did you see her after her nose job?
Yeah.
And she's like she was in a sitcom that one of the running jokes was people did not believe she was Jennifer Grey because she had had a nose job. And she looks totally different after the nose. Like it makes you realize what a nose job will do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like her whole face looks different from the one nose job. But she's if you watch, there's a Netflix series, The Movies That Made Us.
Yeah.
You watch the Dirty Dancing episode. It's fascinating how this whole thing was made. It's unbelievable. That's what I'll say about that.
I was looking at the pictures.
Is it time to put baby in the corner?
Nobody puts baby in the corner. I remember that catchphrase. Yeah.
Okay. Number three.
Okay. What I want to remember to
2001
say.
2001 film.
I'm not on here. It's going to be nuts.
2001 film directed by Sharon Maguire. See if anyone guesses. Starring Renee Zellweger, Hugh Grant, and Colin Firth. Oh. And we're talking Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh, Bridget Jones' Diary.
Did you forget about that one?
No, I love that one. But when you said Bridget Jones, I was thinking of a different. I mean, when you said Renee Zellweger, I was thinking of another Renee Zellweger. Yeah,
you're thinking Jeremy Meyer, right?
I was. Yeah. Yep. Bridget Jones' Diary, great, love it.
I saw it once.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
so
I think that's one.
I guess we don't like chick films as much.
It was, you know, high school. I didn't really date much because, you know, wasn't one of the cool kids. And then it got to a point that it was like
chick films.
Well, it got to a point that it was like the film everyone was talking about. It was like the Game of Thrones of movies that, you know,
yeah,
you know, everyone was talking about it. And that, so then I just kind of took that stance of like, no, I haven't seen it. So I'm just not going to watch it. And now I'm like, oh yeah, now I should probably go back and watch that movie. Yeah. But I have a daughter. So that's the great part, is I can go back and read, like, I'm excited to show her like Dirty Dancing when she's older.
Okay. I was like, don't show her Bridget Jones' Diary for a while.
No.
Okay?
Well, yeah, not yet. Not yet. But yeah, that's good. Okay, Silas, what number are we on?
Now we're to number two.
Okay.
A 2006 film directed by David Frankel, starring Anne Hathaway, Heidi Klum, and Meryl Streep.
I figured The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. Did you expect that?
I didn't expect it on the list. I can see why it's on the list. It was good.
I've not seen this.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah. Derek? Yeah, you'll probably want to watch it.
Yeah, it was good. I saw it a long time ago, a couple times. It was good. Then I don't know how it holds up. I like Anne Hathaway. I think she's just adorable. She's like one of those people I just kind of want to put her in my pocket to cheer me up.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I love her and like everything.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about her my favorite part about Devil Wears Prada is actually the scene from The Office, where there's an episode where Michael watches movies like throughout the day.
Oh, yes.
He becomes the characters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he acts like Meryl Streep's character until the next day when he gets to the end and realizes, oh, she was the bad guy.
Yeah. That's so funny. I love that part of The Office.
When I hear Devil Wears Prada, I think about The Office.
Yeah, that's good.
Not the actual movie. Okay, so
number one. Should we take a guess? There's something I have not heard. There's something I've not heard on the list, and I'm like,
make a guess.
Princess Bride. How is that not going to be on the list? It's got to be at least in the top 20. If it's not number one, that was the one that I was waiting to hear.
Okay. Derek, any that you were waiting to hear?
You know, I'm with Samantha on this one. Like, I think that's one of the ultimate movies. Mm-hmm. Is Princess Bride? It's hands down. Like, I still watch it all the time.
Mm. Mm. I will be interested to see where on the list it is, because it's not number one.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one. Okay.
I want to guess.
My daughter's currently reading this book. We just finished it. It was a 2005 film directed by Joe Wright, starring Keira Knightley, Carey Mulligan, and Judy Dench. Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, Pride and Prejudice. Okay.
A Jane Austen film. I get it.
Well, I figure there'd be some Jane Austen ones in it. Yeah.
But let me see where these...
You know, but there's also, like, other ones that weren't on there, like Little Women. I didn't watch the new one, but, like, the well, I guess it wasn't the original one, but the second one with Sandra...
That Little Women with...
Oh, my goodness.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, exactly.
That's...
Why am I messing their
number
names
27
up? On okay, this. Little Women should have been on there. Okay. Yeah.
So those are 27.
Was Jerry Maguire on there?
I'm looking now. Let me do a search.
I just realized are people enjoying this, because we're just talking about so many movies right now. I forgot.
I'm trying to
entertain people.
I'm just. They're guessing along with us, Samantha.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Yeah. No. I just. We, you know. For a moment, I remembered there were other people.
I'll just run down.
Yeah. The Notebook.
Let me run down the list.
Notebook. Yeah.
The Notebook should have been higher on that list.
Let me run 11 to 12 real quick. The Notebook. Legally Blonde.
Yes.
Bridesmaid.
Yes.
Beauty and the Beast. The new one.
Yeah. We were both like, yeah.
Sense and Sensibility. Which I haven't seen. Okay. Kate, the Quaid Winslet one. A League of Their Own.
Fried Green Tomatoes. There's no crying in baseball.
Yes.
Fried Green Tomatoes. Mean Girls. Love Actually.
Yes.
And this is a shocker to me. Casablanca?
Yeah.
I never actually saw it.
So much stuff still uses lines from Casablanca.
I just wouldn't have thought of a film for women. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a love story.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, or
because men don't like love stories. No, I mean, granted, okay, this is Ranker, so like, I didn't vote. I don't know, like, what?
Who are these people?
Yeah, I definitely thought some of the ones on the bottom should have been towards the top.
I just clicked one to raise it up, right? I just clicked on Amelie, which was number 34.
Oh yeah, Amelie, so good.
Yeah, there's a lot of great women focused films
that should have been up higher.
Some of these aren't women focused. I would like to see that more, but
you know what?
But appealing to women.
Was there just like one listed with women of color in it as the main characters? Yes. I'm just saying.
Yes, yes, yes. Chocolat. Well, there's Chocolat, number 43.
Yeah, that doesn't have women of color in it.
No, but it has chocolate
actual chocolate.
And women.
So I wonder.
I enjoyed that movie, though.
I'm a big me and Silas were talking about this. I'm a big Marvel fan. I love the Marvel universe. And so they're doing Black Panther 2. Do they know who's going to be the Black Panther? Because for a while, his little sister took up the mantle as the Black Panther. Yeah, and that's what I was hoping for. But I know it's not. But
no, I think it is.
That's the last thing I heard.
The last thing I've heard is that they've said they will not recast.
Yeah.
And so likely the running theory is that they're going to make the sister. They're going to do that storyline.
That was a good storyline.
Here's my suspicion. My suspicion was that was the plan for number 3. Right? Because it would make sense. You do the origin, you have another one with them. And plus Black Panther appears in other things as it's going along.
Yeah.
And then in number 3, in order to get him out, they end with the female one, and then they can always bring him back.
You can put the passing of the mantle like Captain did with the shield.
Yeah, and because then you can bring him back later as the comic book does. But I think now, so this is my theory, they're going to follow the storyline, that story. I think they're going to make her, after an accident that we don't see, they're going to make her the Black Panther. And then in Black Panther 3, I think they will recast him and bring him back. Bring back.
Well, they're not going to recast. They said they weren't going to recast him. So
they said they won't recast him for Black Panther 2. But I think they'll leave it open for, because there is a backlash about this. I think they were trying to respect his work. Mm-hmm. But what they're getting a lot from the Black community right now is they recast white superheroes all the time. Why won't you do it for this one? There's plenty of Spider-Man. Now I'm on a different side of that. Well, I'm like, I have said, well, those were all different. Nobody ever has ever died in the middle of a run. Like,
I don't know. Toby Maguire, or what's it?
He didn't die. He's alive.
His performance died in Spider-Man. Whatever. You know.
Okay. But I'm actually like, I'm one of the few people who wish they had just recast Princess Leia when Carrie Fisher died, because I wanted to see how that story was supposed to end.
Well, I thought that was funny because they said, they're like, we're not going to recast her and we're not going to do the digital overlay in respect for her. We're going to use like lost footage. And then they did the digital overlay anyway.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, they did it for a younger Leia.
I thought they did it for old Leia too. At some points.
Oh, I didn't know if they did old Leia. I thought they just shot.
I mean, it's crazy what they can do. Did you guys watch Coming to America?
Not yet.
I'll just shut up. But it was good.
Watch it.
That's split. Let's watch Samantha, because the world is split about it right now.
What? Okay, I wanted to rewatch the first one. I mean, even though I saw the first one so many times,
I saw it a couple
in the past, but like I wanted to rewatch it
I think it'll be a good refresher.
I know it's an unrelated, but it's just like what we've been watching. I just watched the show, Tell Me Your Secrets, a series on Amazon, I think on Amazon Prime. One season.
No, limited series. A black woman, right?
No, like a white woman.
Oh. Tell me your.
Yeah.
Tell me your secrets? Really?
Unless if there's a second season that came out, there was a black character. Well, there's more than one black character, but the main character is a white woman.
I'm looking up to see what the show is. I thought you were talking about, because I was going to watch it. I started to last night, and then I. got distracted. Oh, that's not even the right close to the same. I was thinking there's a movie called or a series called Behind Her Eyes.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, maybe
I watched it.
Maybe you did bring that up then.
Yeah,
is it maybe based on that Limp Bizkit song?
I don't
think so.
No,
it was good. It was very. It was interesting.
I will try
behind her eyes.
Now I just started watching Dr. Foster.
Huh?
BBC show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you watch Killing Eve on BBC?
You know, I tried to because I'm such a Sandra Oh fan, but maybe I need to give it another go because I like when I started it, I just couldn't get into it. Yeah. And then I, you know, found something else, but
about episode 3 or 4, it really starts to get good. My wife was kind of the same way. I watched it and I was like, oh, it hooked me. And so I tried showing my wife and she has a hard time because, so she's Japanese and doesn't really watch, she doesn't watch a lot of TV. Cause she's like, I don't get it. But this is like our show. So we put little girl to bed, we drink a Red Bull and, you know,
can't you subtitle it stuff?
No, cause, well, Netflix. It's like our laying in bed, falling asleep, watch a movie.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Don't have to read.
But I'm amazed you can do that after you have your Red Bull.
Yeah, it gives me like that extra 30 minutes
to watch. Yeah,
yeah,
that's amazing. Thank you for the heads up. Yeah. Yes, I like. I'll push forward then.
Hey, where are my?
Hey, Silas.
I wanted to bring to that. We're at that time to for the questions. And
well, while missing. You're looking up your questions, I will tell you a somewhat unpleasant story. That was it came to mind when you were talking about like, you know, CGI or overlay or things they can do. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just saw somebody post. A woman that I had done a play with years ago, but she posted about her face being altered for show art for theater.
Mm-hmm.
She's Black and she noticed that her face had been lightened and her nose had been shrunk a bit for the poster art. And when she told them she was uncomfortable with it, they told her that they didn't alter it, which it's obvious that something has been altered. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's a bit lighter and her nose is a bit different and that she could either approve it or just not be on the poster. And
that's not cool.
No, it's not. I was horrified, you know? Anyway, I just thought that's something I didn't realize was, I mean, I know sometimes you'll see that happening with advertising, like they lighten things or they darken things or whatever. But, you know, to have the actual artist come up and be like, actually, don't do that. I'm not comfortable with it. And you did this. And then be like, no, we didn't. That's how you look. Don't get anything.
My first thought when you were saying that, I mean, the nose thing, yeah, that's obvious. But I used to work in graphic design. I know sometimes the print, when you print things, the colors don't come out right because it looks one way on the computer. And then, yeah.
Or like, you know, I just think about like my Instagram filters too. Like, I mean, I know that's not the same thing as what you're saying with printing, but
it is like, though a lot of the way, because we don't filters, print anymore.
I'm like, ooh, I like how that color pops, but then, you know, it just does different. Yeah. You find it, Silas?
Well, yeah, I did. I did a search and it came up and.
Oh, wonderful.
Somehow,
good for you.
I think
so proud.
It's synced up with a bunch of other stuff for some reason. It doesn't always sync up. And did. And so it got buried. So, yeah. Hey, Derek.
Yes.
The first time somebody's on a show, we ask them the Black and a Half world famous 7 questions.
All right. And I haven't heard these yet. So
haven't heard these yet. So that's good. That's good.
I missed the episode with other people.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know. Silas is like, that's great. You've never heard it.
Going into this blind. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what we do. All right. Okay, 7 questions.
All right.
Number 1, what are you most nerdy about?
Mega Man. Like, my room is covered in Mega Man stuff. Like, I actually paid. I have a friend who does comic book art. Mm-hmm. And he, oh snap, I knocked out my thing. All right. Yeah, I have a Mega Man tattoo. I'm all about Mega Man. That's my
What is it about Mega Man?
I don't know. It's just a fun, dumb game. Me and my friends would play it. It has a lot of personal nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Like growing up, and you know, I was born in 81, so you know, like the 80s baby, early Nintendo, right?
Uh-huh.
Me and my friends would have sleepovers and we'd wake up early and do like our Nintendo, we'd watch Nintendo Power Hour and we'd play video games and draw. And one of the things that we would do is we would draw our concepts for future Mega Man bosses.
Okay.
And it just kind of stuck. Cool. You know, we'd get excited when the new Mega Man came out and it's like, that's our concept, you know, like Skull Man and Snake Man. And we're like, we did that, you know, cause you're a stupid kid. And you're like, yeah, the world revolves around me. And it was just, it kind of takes me back to those good times.
when the world revolved around you.
And it kind of went away. Yeah. Right. Doesn't it?
You're saying it doesn't. Feeling, huh?
But yeah. And it kind of went away for a little bit. And then the Funko Pop started. And that got me really into it again. All of a sudden they had the Mega Man. I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. I'll get that. But then they like messed with me. They're like, oh, we're going to have a special Mega Man. That's like a Comic-Con only version. And we're going to have like a chase version. So now I'm like, I got to get, they're worse than Pokemon. I got to get them all.
Yeah.
And then they're still making Mega Man games and they're just hard. They'll piss you off. Especially as you get older and your reactions slow down. You're like, you know,
that's my age. What?
Right. That's what they tell me. I don't know.
I thought they just made them different.
But yeah, it reminds me of good times. And one of my best friends, I love him to death, but I can't be around him anymore. It's kind of a sad story. He's bipolar psychotic. Okay. And so when his cocktail of medicine wears off, he wants to kill me.
Oh, that's
and so you know, you try to remember the good times, and that's what it is. It just kind of reminds you of that, I guess, childhood innocence of being a nerd and playing video games.
Yeah,
you know. Hmm. So, but then I get into the Star Wars, and I like Marvel. I'm going cuckoo crazy, as my daughter would say, for Marvel. You know, it's fun. WandaVision,
but Mega Man. Mega Man's your most nerdy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. What's something that you love to eat?
Oh man. My cooking. I don't know. I like to barbecue, but I think what I could eat, and there's a place in Japan called Mr. Donuts.
Okay.
And it ruined donuts for me. Like ever since that, I can't do donuts. And so, yeah, I've tried a couple times to bring it home when I go to Japan. I'll get like a big old box of donuts and I'll finish them before I get on the flight.
So. That's awesome. What's something that you love to drink?
Love to drink? Coke. I'm just a Coke guy.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah. I enjoy a beer, but I'm not, you know. I'm from Utah, where I didn't even start drinking beer until I was like 30, you know?
Yeah.
So it's okay. But yeah, I like a good cold Coke, like out of a can where the can's still kind of sweaty from the condensation. Oh. Those first couple sips are just magic.
Cherry Coke or always just classic for you?
You know, I do like to mix it up. I quit drinking carbonation for a long time, and it was the vanilla Coke that got me back. That came out, and I was like,
"I'm out." It was, they bring me back in.
Yeah, it was burning. I quit carbonation for like 4 or 5 years, and then that stupid vanilla Coke came out. I'm like, "Oh, I want to try it. I got it." Nope. Okay. And then once I had a sip, it was over.
Yum.
I miss Coca-Cola so much.
Yeah.
I haven't had a soda in 2 years.
Just to be healthy, you just cut it out.
Yeah, it's my addiction. You know, now I might as well now because I'm so fat. But like before, like that was my, if I drank a Coca-Cola, then I'm having cookies and cakes and like sugar.
It's your gateway.
It's my gateway. Yeah. But now I found other gateways, so I don't like. So I might as well have a Coke. But now,
man, you guys are making me want a Coke. Oh, my God.
Oh. Well, and then you start thinking, you know, you hear the statistic, like a Coke is like having a glass of orange juice. So it's like, all right,
yeah,
I'll take the Coke.
I'll take the Coke instead.
And all the videos I see on like TikTok, right? All the videos I see on TikTok are like, Coke is also a really good cleaner. You know, double down.
All right. Maybe that's why I'm so regular.
Oh, dang.
Okay. What kind of music do you love?
Man, I am all over the place when it comes to music. So like I said, I like to cook. I love to cook. And my wife thinks I'm crazy. And I'm not saying she's wrong, but it depends on what I'm cooking. I'm dancing around the kitchen. I'll be listening to big band, mm-hmm. or I'm listening to country music. Usually when I'm doing like a barbecue, prepping a brisket or something. I'm all over the place. Like I love opera. Okay. I love opera. I do. I love opera. Like that. I think that's probably my favorite.
Your favorite opera singer?
Me? No, I'm just kidding.
Do you sing opera?
Only in the car.
He said earlier he doesn't sing.
Yeah.
Oh, right. But you know.
Yeah. It's
good point, Silas.
I don't sing, I try to, but I sing alone. That's the thing.
Except
is like
for opera. Then I'm,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Pavarotti was amazing. I think one of my favorite songs is Nessun Dorma.
Yeah, I love that song too.
It's just
so beautiful.
Yeah.
You're missing out, Silas. You need to listen to that one.
Play it and light some candles for your wife sometime.
I only listen to Klingon opera. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I actually would buy season tickets to the Salt Lake Opera so I could go with my friend's family to the opera.
Wow. Oh, that's so nice. You know,
okay.
What is number five? What do you love to create?
Smiles. Honestly, like I love connecting with people and creating those moments that people remember. Like, I don't say I'm a comedian. I'm a hobbyist. I'm a comedy hobbyist because I just started and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
But you know, that's what I love. I just love making people feel joy. You know, like at work, my day job, I was working as an internet installation tech. I won't say the company because I don't like them very much right now. Yeah. But, there was nothing better to me than like having someone who's like pissed off because their internet's not working. And then to be able to like take that experience and just like flip them to the point that like you're leaving as best friends.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I think I told you this, the way I approach every interaction is like, you're my best friend until you give me a reason not to be. And then I'll get over it and we can still be friends, you know?
Yeah.
But that's yeah.
Cool. What's a game you love to play?
What kind of game? Like a board game or
however you interpret the answer.
Man.
Question.
Mega Man.
Mega Man. Honestly, I love card games. Things like Uno. I love going no tech and just having a bunch of friends around playing card games, talking trash. Any card game. I love Phase 10 is a fun one. Especially games where like you can go out and then like get back into. We had one. I don't know if anybody else calls it this, but we called it Egyptian rat screw.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to remember how that one went, but yeah. No, I remember playing that one a ton.
Yeah. And then like you could get knocked out and then you could come back and win the whole game.
Yeah.
And yeah. Games like that are fun.
That's funny.
So,
okay. Last question. In 100 years, when someone reads your biography, what do you want to be remembered for?
Nothing, honestly. Like, I don't know. I'm not here to leave my mark. I live in the moment, you know, and I guess maybe that just enjoy the moment, you know, live in the now. Cause that's all we have is moments. We don't have days. We don't have weeks. We have right now. Make this moment count. Make this the best moment. You know, and that's what I tried to teach my daughter. So, you know, and I think living like that, it's a lot simpler. I mean, yeah, it gets me in trouble because I'm not as future focus. I am a little bit, but like all I can do is live for now. Because I might not be here tomorrow.
Yeah. That's wonderful. It's a wonderful answer. So Derek, thank you so much for coming.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for International Women's Month.
Yeah, I'm glad I could.
Yeah.
You know, you're my first thought. You know what? We should get Derek's thoughts.
You're like, International Women's Month. Let's have a male on.
I'm totally prepared.
I have this big bearded bruiser of a man.
Gender is a social construct, so it doesn't matter.
So I wanted to ask Samantha, because we talked about the movies, what is your number one movie? Oh. Or top three? Is top three easier? Like,
I don't really, I can't say those because some of those are security questions. But I would say that the one that, if you ask me what my top movie is, and I tell you, it is not something that would make that list.
No. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't tell you. I want to tell you, right? I can tell you when we get off of here.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two that one of them could make the list, but the other one, it's like, nah, it's not going to be on this list.
The good news is now we know what her security questions are.
Right. So we're going to know this later.
We're going to figure it out. People are going to try to casually... So what's your favorite, like...
I know, it's so true. And I say it's a security question, but I don't think it's a security question for anything anymore. I think it was like one account, you know what I mean?
It was like MySpace.
I can't remember like the last time that this question had popped up, but yeah.
Nice.
But thank you, Derek Van Zuylen.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It was a blast. This is my first ever appearance on a podcast, so...
Awesome.
Yay.
All right. Well, Black and a Half.
All right. Live long and prosper.